And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
I think we all have that one friend who always takes way too many napkins. The honor system is in place when it comes to napkins at takeout and fast food places. No one's policing it. No one is worried about it. No one's keeping an eye on the napkins, right? It's just napkins. You take 3, 4, maybe 5 if it's a big meal, and that's it. Not this friend. They're taking, like, what, 40, 50 napkins? Every single time they go somewhere. They don't even try to hide it either. They'll put their whole arm in that napkin dispenser. They go like elbow deep and then rip out a bunch of them, stuff them in their jacket pocket to go with the other 40 napkins that they took there yesterday. This friend is like a squirrel, but instead of stashing nuts, it's napkins. They're hoarding these things like they're gonna become the Earth's global currency. Everyone's investing in crypto. Nuh-uh, not this friend. He's on the napkin train. Everywhere you look in their car, there's a napkin stash. Glove compartment, napkins. That little compartment in the front, napkins. The little compartment behind the front seat, that flap area, yeah, napkins. On the floor, under the seat, napkins. Trunk, napkins. Whole drawer in their house dedicated to napkins, too. They even know which places have the best napkins. They'll be like, oh, no, don't use the Starbucks napkins if you spill a bunch. Those don't absorb anything. And the ones from McDonald's, you gotta pile like 5 or 6 on top of them for them to work. Now, Subway, that's a place with good napkins right there. They're like a napkin expert or something like that. The napkin bandit. We all have...